everyone, and welcome to the new podcast, Caffeinated and Opinionated, with your host, Hells Bills. Just a small intro here. I did go ahead and scrap working on One Brook at a Time. I felt that it was no longer a podcast that served me best, as it was something that I did when I was in a really low place. Things have been significantly better in life, so I figured we would take a new route on podcasts. With that being said, since this is called Caffeinated and Opinionated, might as well go ahead and open up an energy drink. I know, energy drink at 8:30 at night. It's fine. When you hear this, it's going to be Sunday afternoon. But it is currently 8:34 on a beautiful Monday, but you'll be listening to this on Sunday. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and just kick right into this. No need for intro if you've ever listened to One Brook at a Time previously. These two aren't going to be connected, but I don't feel like there's any real reason to give an intro of who I am, or what I'm about. You can always check out the other podcast for that, because that's very personal, detailed life experiences, and we're not going to get into that. This podcast is not going to be me sharing my personal life currently. Yeah, of course, I'm going to have some things where I throw in experience, and that's how I have opinions on certain things, but that this is not a self-help me venting and bitching about how life sucks so bad. So, we're going to be less depresso and more espresso on this podcast. Literally way more espresso. So, with that being said, there are three topics that I would like to discuss and give my opinions on. So, today's lineup for topics covers three completely obscure and random to one another kinds of topics. And I sat down and made a huge list of just things right off the top of my head. This way I did on my lunch at work. I sat down and I came together with three things that I felt that I could very easily have, the three that I feel like I could very easily go ahead and without any kind of research, give my opinions on why I feel like things are what they are. So today's topics are going to include emotional cheating. Is it a thing? Am I crazy? You decide. Sugar cookies. Are they good? Are they bad? We'll find out. And how do I feel about the month of summer, or not the month, but the season of summer? Oh, you're gonna find out. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into my first opinion. And the first thing I want to talk about is emotional cheating. Now, I know what you're thinking. What the hell is emotional cheating? What do you mean? So, as someone who has been put in this position probably maybe going on like 6 years ago now, emotional cheating I would define as any time that you are in a relationship or you're committed to one individual and you're not emotionally with that individual. You may physically be in a relationship with that person. You may physically go home to that person at night. You may physically lie beside that person at night in bed. But that doesn't mean that you're fully invested. And I say this because as someone who's been told I caught feelings for somebody that I was talking to while we were in a relationship, bro, that's emotional cheating. If you have messages that you wouldn't want your significant other to see because there's indications of flirting, that's emotional cheating. If you wouldn't want your significant other hanging around certain friends that are of the same sexuality that you tend to like, there's most likely a reason. Now, when I had this incident happen to me, I was basically told, that's not a thing, you're dumb, and there was no sex, so it doesn't count. But that's totally irrelevant, because if your heart's not fully with that person, then what's the point? And I say this because as someone who has their own personal experience vice the other way around, I'll tell you right now, at the very, very end cap of my last tumultuous relationship, And at the very end, there was no feelings there. It was bad. It was like having a roommate that slept on the other side of the bed. Communication was not there. There was so much that just wasn't there anymore. And I found myself talking to other individuals who gave me the time of day. Did I do anything? Absolutely not. Not while I was with someone, technically. But I still didn't have my heart and emotions with the person I was with. And I felt so bad about it that I very quickly was like, can't do this no more. So you may not necessarily see texting somebody those messages or flirting with someone in passing. You may not see that as cheating, but if your attention, if you're not doing the same and giving that same attention, love, and respect to the person that you're with, bro, what's the point? What is the absolute point? So I do define emotional cheating as an actual thing. I see it as something that is completely 100% a thing and is completely 100% hurtful to the other person that you're with. So while yes, you may not be getting dick down or sticking your dick in someone else, it does not necessarily mean that you aren't cheating. So think twice before you do that. If the emotion's not there, if the love, whatever, blah, 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 all the sappy, gushy bullshit, if that's not there, then go ahead and just like end shit. Don't just drag it out. You're just gonna hurt the other person. So, my take, emotional cheating, 100% definitely exists. And it's really rude and it's really mean. And as someone who's done it, I'm a terrible person, but that's neither here nor there. So, moving on. Sugar cookies. Let's do something a little bit more lighthearted. Sorry, that's just one thing that I've always wanted to talk about and cover, and something I felt like I had a very strong opinion on from personal experience. Sugar cookies, though. Let's talk sugar cookies. So, you mean to tell me, now, my stance on sugar cookies, they're absolutely disgusting. There is nothing less that I want to put in my mouth than a sugar cookie. Like, I cannot sit here and think of any worse cookie to eat other than the sugar cookie. And I'm talking like Oatmeal Raisins even above that. And I'm not even a big fan of Oatmeal Raisins because raisins are trash. But what flavor is a sugar cookie? You mean to tell me you stick a whole cookie in your mouth and you're like, the taste of diabetes is good. I mean, you can't even throw some cinnamon on it and make it a snickerdoodle. You literally chose to eat sugar-flavored cookie. That's off. There's no flavor. Or people that get the ones at the grocery store that have the icing on them, they're like, oh my God, these are the best. And it's like, I hate to be that guy, but those taste like Satan's asshole. And honestly, I guarantee Satan's asshole probably tastes a lot better. I'm just saying, there are things I would rather put in my mouth than sugar cookies. I don't need to go through the list, use your imagination, but like sugar cookies is far on the list of things, like far down on the list of things I would want to put in my mouth. Just gonna throw that out there. So with that being said, in my professional opinion, sugar cookies are trash. Now, this is one that I feel like I've touched recently in real life, and I'm pretty sure I went on like every bit of a 30-minute tangent on how I felt about this. But summertime. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about summertime and why summertime is literally the worst season to exist. Fall exists, winter exists, spring exists, and yet somehow some of y'all are like, oh, thank God it's summertime. Ew. Y'all know what summertime entails? Okay, yeah, vacations and outdoorsy things, whatever. You can do that shit in the spring, okay? Like the end of spring, you can start doing some stuff like that. But summertime is where the mosquitoes are. It's where all the other bugs are. It's where the heat and the humidity are. It's where the ankle-biting children are out of school and in a shopping center near you with their parents because they can't be left at home and unattended. Summertime is trash, okay? You're all sweaty. You can't wear makeup because 3 seconds into stepping outside, your makeup is completely disgusting and totally cakey and gross. You have to take at least one shower a day, and sometimes even that isn't cutting it. Let's not forget the fact that, okay, it's shorts weather. Awesome. Oh, I'm sorry, did you say awesome? Are you a larger girl with slightly larger thighs? Good luck, because your vagina is about to eat your shorts and chub rub is real. What that means is after you've spent all day shaving your legs to make them nice and shiny and smooth for someone who is cute and interesting, you wear shorts, your thighs rub together, and here we are. Now we have some sort of razor burn heat rash kind of thing in our thighs, and it looks gross. Okay, you don't shave. All right, well then now the pricklies on my thighs are rubbing together, and that's just as irritating. No, I'm not putting baby powder between my legs, and my best option at this point is to rub a deodorant stick between my legs and hope for the best. I can't tell you how many times when I was a server, back in my server days of 2019, because that was the last time I was a server, I worked at Cheddar's. If you've never been to Cheddar's or you don't know what Cheddar's is, well, Cheddar's is also a Darden restaurant, much like Longhorn and Olive Garden. And if you know their dress code policy, you know it's black on black on black. That being said, Cheddar's, or at least the one I worked at, has a patio. You don't ever know that you're working the patio until you get there. And let me tell you, if you forgot to put deodorant in between your titties, under your armpits, and in between your thighs, you're just royally fucked. There is nothing more disgusting than trying to deliver somebody's food and you're sweating profusely, like, here's your food. It's gross. Nobody wants to be served like that. And I really just don't understand how people find summer to be the best time. You don't go to the grocery store at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon and get pissed off that there's like children running around and screaming. That doesn't irritate you. It irritates me. It irritates me that children just hang out where everywhere. You go to the mall and there's all those delinquents that you know are going to be arrested in like the next 3 years, and you're like, please go home. Please, somebody's parents pick them up. I really, really don't understand how people think that summer is the best. And, especially for those of us that live in the South, okay? Now, a lot of thunderstorms happen, and it's delightful. But with thunderstorms, one of two things is going to happen. It's either going to cool it off after that rain, and it's going to be delightful, or get ready for humidity times 10. Okay? The worst part, I mean, I'm serious. Like, the humidity, when they say it's not the heat, it's the humidity, they aren't lying. They're really not lying. If you have never traveled outside of the South and been literally locked in a airtight container and then re-released into the South during the summer, you have no clue. And when I say that, I mean we flew. I'm sorry. We flew out of Atlanta in July. Okay, I'm used to this. Atlanta is a little bit hotter than here. A little more humid, but I've been to Atlanta a couple times. I survived in emo attire in Atlanta, so I think I can survive Atlanta anytime. Nonetheless, it's Atlanta, it's hot. It's hot, oh my God, oh my God. Get on the airplane. I'm in a long sleeve, I'm in leggings, I'm in my rain jacket, got a backwards cap on, as always, per usual, and we step out of PDX and I'm freezing. I'm literally freezing, like ice cold, right? I'm like, oh my God, it is so cold here. It's like 65, so it's like normal people temperature, and there's like no humidity. So I'm like, this is strange, and I don't know how I feel about it. All right, we spend our week out there. It feels great. Honestly, I'm surprised I didn't have a significant amount of nosebleeds with the amount of dry air out there. And with someone who just normally regularly gets nosebleeds anyway, I'm really surprised that that didn't happen. But crisis averted, I guess, thank God. So we fly from PDX. We land in Atlanta. We're at the, what is it, the Harrison International or whatever, the Jackson Harrison International Airport there in Atlanta, the big one, the real big one. We step out, we get our shit. I'm the only one that has a checked bag, so we're waiting on me to get my shit. We get off the airplane, about to step out of the terminal, right? And we're talking like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? So we're talking like later. We step out of the airport to head towards the parking lot to drive the rental car back. And let me tell you, when I gasped for breath, I gasped for breath. Oh my God. You step out and it's like, the difference in the air. And this was July, and you people like this? This is the weather that you people are so excited about? I don't get it. Yeah, okay, I get it if you're a kid, because you're like, yay, summer break. We don't have those when it comes to work. Nobody that works, unless you're like a teacher, gets like a summer vacation, and even then, they still have to work because they got to make ends meet. But I don't understand how full-ass grown adults are like, summer's the best time. Yes, because I thoroughly enjoy sweating my ass off and getting swamp-ass to the point that I'm like, do I need to take a shower a second time before I decide to just take my pants off for a man? Like, we're there. It's so gross. It's so humid, and I hate it. We're at the point where you cannot rewear bras. Ladies know exactly what we're talking about. You know exactly what we're talking about. We're at the point where if I take my underwear, if I wore tight jeans and like breathable undies for the day. But let me tell you, I can wring my underwear out at the end of the day just because I wore tight jeans. Right. We're at the worst absolute time of the year, and still some of you are like, summer is the best. I get it. You may not necessarily like wintertime. A reason to not like wintertime, it gets cold. I get it. Joints hurt. Trust me. I have bad knees. I play basketball. I get it. Trust me. Okay, you don't like wintertime, or not wintertime, you don't like springtime, allergies are trash, I totally get that. You don't like fall time because maybe also allergies, I'm not entirely sure, but you mean to tell me between those 3 months, summer was the clear winner when it has significantly more cons than any of the other seasons of the year? I'm still just not getting it, okay? Fall has Halloween and has Thanksgiving. And actually, technically, by the way that it falls, the winter solstice actually falls after my birthday, technically meaning I'm also born in fall, which is neat. The more you know. Wintertime has Christmas, which is great for like food and stuff, I guess, and like giving gifts, whatever. Christmas is trash, but we'll get onto that another time. If you know me, you know how I really feel about Christmas. Anyway. So, okay. Spring is where it's like not too hot and starting to be like pretty outside, so you can do like outside things. And yet you people still decide that summer is the best. I'm gonna go to my grave saying summer is literally the worst season of the entire year. No ifs, ands, or buts. So, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this first episode of Caffeinated and Opinionated. I have started a little bit on my Red Bull, but trust me, I had some prior. But trust me, I'm always drinking caffeine. If you know me, you know me. You know, I don't have to explain that. But, so, wrapping it up. Emotional cheating totally is a thing. Sugar cookies, absolute trash. Significantly better cookies you could always pick. And summer is the worst season of the entire year. Oh my God. So, that's what I have opinions on. As it stands, I will make sure to link the Twitter in the bio, or not in the bio, but in the description. I will put a link to the Discord in the description, and that's where you can message me, either of those platforms. You can message me and let me know if you would like to come on as a guest, where we can have, once again, civil debates, not heated arguments. I am all for that. Once again, if we have same or differing opinions, I have absolutely no problem with that. I would thoroughly enjoy to have a civil debate where I have differing opinions with someone, right? But not everybody can do that. So if you cannot remain professional and respectful, I'll kick you right off. That's no problem. But let me know. We can set things up. I'll give you a list of topics. Or if you have your own topic you'd like to discuss, we can definitely do that as well. I may ask for additional days for the sole purpose of being able to do a little bit of research on something before I speak and make a fool on myself, because I'm not a politician on Twitter who likes to just speak. If you don't know what I'm saying, if you don't follow me on my personal Twitter, one of the best comebacks I've ever made, not comebacks, one of the best comments I've ever made at somebody was that it seems as though every argument they make is just throwing Scrabble tiles at the wall and hoping for the best. I'm not saying I've said that about a specific Tennessee representative, Diana Harshbarger, but that's for another day. My opinions on her are solely my own and completely separate, necessary of the fact that she's running, that she ran for office and somehow won. That's neither here nor there. But that aside, civil debates. So let me know if you want to be part of the podcast. Not sure necessarily how long each podcast is going to be. It's really just going to be how I feel about each individual topic and how long I could go on about them. Also how many topics I cover. But this is more like a test run on this new one, and we're going to see how it goes. So with that being said, everybody have a wonderful rest of your Sunday afternoon. Make the best of it. Stay safe. Have a great weekend and have a beautiful week. Thank you, guys.